Unit 2. Computers and Technology. Reading 1. Fighting Spam. Anyone who has ever had an email account has received spam. Spam is unsolicited email that is sent as part of a larger group of messages, all having substantively identical content. Spam has existed for a long time, but in recent years, the increasing amount of spam has become a much bigger problem than before. Although there are ways to decrease spam, currently the only way to eliminate spam is by not having an email address. There are several types of spam: junk mail, non-commercial, offensive and pornographic, and scams, to name a few. The most common type is junk email, mass email from legitimate businesses advertising their products. Although the emails may be legitimate, they are still unsolicited. Non-commercial spam consists of messages without commercial motive, such as chain letters, urban legends, and jokes. The emails require the recipient to forward the message to friends in order to receive good fortune. Offensive and pornographic spam direct the recipient to an adult website, while spam scams are fraudulent messages designed to swindle people out of personal information for the purposes of identity theft or criminal activities. The most obvious negative effect of spam is irritation. It is very annoying to get unsolicited email. However, if the only effect of spam were irritation, it would not be such a problem. There are other effects of spamming. Since anyone's email can be used by spammers, it is very possible that a child may receive either pornographic images or links to such sites on the internet. Seniors may be cheated out of their life savings by schemes spread by spam. In addition, spam may also increase the cost of internet service. Many ISPs, Internet Service Providers, have to increase their bandwidth and server capacity to handle all the spam. This costs more money and may result in higher fees for customers. There are various ways for people to fight spam. One way is to complain directly to the ISP used by the spammer. Most ISPs will cancel the spammer's account if they receive complaints. However, this option is becoming less and less practical because spammers quickly change ISPs and email addresses. By the time an ISP gets complaints about spam, the spammer has already moved on to another one. Another way is to file a complaint with the appropriate government agency enforcing spam laws. In the United States, the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, investigates all fraudulent spam email. The most obvious way to fight spam is to make sure that personal email addresses do not become publicly available. Email addresses should never be placed on public websites and should only be given out to trusted people and organizations. Spammers usually get email addresses from newsgroup postings or web-based discussion boards. So if a person wants to use either of these services, it is a good idea to open up a free disposable email account. If the account is bombarded by spam, it can be closed and another one opened. Another way is to munge one's email address. Munging is altering the email address so that it can be read by people but cannot be collected automatically by spammers. For example, catjam@home.net can be written out to catjam@home.net or catjam@home_net. Although a person reading the email address can guess the right address, a computer program will not be able to authenticate the email address. Since spammers often use software that guesses common email addresses, coming up with a unique email address is another way of circumventing spammers. Finally, software that filters spam can also be used. Some ISPs use filtering methods as well. However, with filtering, there is always the possibility that valid email may be removed by mistake. Whatever method is used, the fact remains that until there are stronger laws against spamming and more effective ways to punish spammers, spam will continue to annoy, irritate, and disturb.